calling all outdoor climbing and mountain enthusiasts. From August 23 to 25, the Squamish area will once again turn into an epic outdoor adventure hub of interactive daytime programming and engaging evening programming, centered in climbing and mountain activities for all ages, in an event hosted by Arc'teryx Climb Academy. Pavilion Park is the nucleus for a wide range of outdoor free offerings, while the Brackendale Art Gallery holds the ticketed live music series and educational series, with proceeds from the educational series going to community organizations. "We're excited to bring the community together for 2 days of free programming at Pavilion Park," says Savannah Nathouse, Senior Specialist, Brand Experience at Arc'teryx. "Each year we do our best to provide something for everyone to make them feel a part of the event. Here are 4 ways to connect with the community and celebrate the local mountain culture. 1. Exploring the Vendor Village. Pavilion Park transforms into a vibrant downtown vendor village from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., featuring community partner activations, games, live music, youth climbing opportunities and more. Visit the booths of Arc'teryx event partners such as Gore-Tex and check out the Rain Room, where you'll learn more about Gore-Tex and how to care for it. Stop by the Arc'teryx footwear booth and explore their footwear offering. Learn about Arc'teryx footwear to elevate your next mission, and connect with product guides, athletes and designers. If you're looking for some TLC for your Arc'teryx gear, seek out the Arc'teryx Rebird booth, for on-site repairs as well as an opportunity to shop hidden treasures and receive 30% trade-in value on your eligible products. It's important to know how to care for your gear to increase longevity and keep it out of landfills, explains Nathouse. Learn more about our entire circularity platform Rebird, how you can purchase used gear, and how to keep your gear in play. Visit the Arc'teryx Rebird booth. Photo via Chad Chomlick. 2. Participating in interactive activities. Have your kids bring their can-do attitude to the Hive Youth Climb Day on August 23rd. Young climbers aged 4 to 14 are invited to experience the Hive's portable climbing wall, with bouldering and youth-friendly climbs. The wall is set up to provide a wide array of opportunities for youth, whether it's their first time or they are a bit more experienced, says Nathouse. "We're really looking forward to getting youth into climbing. Take your kids for a free afternoon of climbing." Photo via Chad Chomlick. The Hive Dino Comp on August 24th will test your dynamic moves and provide some friendly competition among qualifiers. To learn more about the history of Squamish, join Saywaja Spukwu's Dominique Nahani of the Squamish Nation on August 23rd and 24th for a 1-hour guided stewardship walk at 1 p.m., sharing stories and songs about the land. From 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., embrace yoga in the park led by Annie, a seasoned yoga therapist. Annie will offer flowing sequences, gentle somatic movements and restorative yin yoga tailored for climbers and runners. Take a seat at the educational series and experience dedicated time with world-class Arc'teryx athletes and community partners. Learn skills and hear stories about personal running and climbing journeys, various, nominal fees. Strengthen the sense of community at 2SLGBTQIA+ Happy Hour, a social event supporting Pride Squamish and Project Pride at Howe Sound Brew Pub on August 24th, welcoming friends, allies, and pets. 3. Viewing captivating film premieres. We have an incredible lineup of films, with filmmakers and athletes in attendance so folks can hear firsthand the work and dedication that went into these films, reveals Nathouse. The powerful experience-driven films include, Passion. Follow world-class climber Jonathan Siegrist's intense journey in his latest ode to rock climbing. Witness Amity Warma's bold attempt to climb El Niño in Ground Up, showcasing technical and adventurous climbing. View the journey of professional climber Nina Caprez and photographer Jeremy Bernard through sport and art in Andrea, and gain insight into pioneering alpinist Jamie Logan in Jamie, a groundbreaking transition story, who at age 69, began a new life as a woman. The films showcase the heart and soul of some of our athletes and their dedication to what they do and how they do it, Nathouse adds. Films and presentations come to life on the stage at Pavilion Park. Photo via Chom Chomlik. 4. Experiencing iconic live bands and DJ sets. Don't miss Squamish's own psych surf sensation Surf Hat, who blend modern guitar with harmonized vocals, on August 23rd, and a soulful show from Grammy-nominated Hannah Cottrell, with LOBOZ, on August 24th. Both are free performances at Pavilion Park. We're excited to have the community come out and join us for films and live music, but we do want to remind people that we have a limited capacity, so we recommend everyone come early to ensure you gain entry to the park, advises Nathouse. Once we reach capacity, we're going to be facilitating one-in, one-hour protocols. The ticketed Evening Academy music series at the Brackendale Art Gallery include El Papachango, an Argentinian DJ sensation known for his soulful beats with a global bass flavor. Chrome Wolves, a versatile music producer and DJ merging hip-hop production with forward-thinking electronic music. Felix Cartel, a Canadian DJ delivering electrifying EDM tunes igniting dance floors with joy, and Donna Dada, a Trinidadian-Nigerian heritage DJ creating dynamic fusions of UK dance culture across genres. Tickets now on sale. Mark your calendars to immerse yourself in this fun-loving community of mountain and climbing culture, gain knowledge and create authentic connections and indulge in an exciting experience amid the beauty of Squamish. Road closures. To facilitate the event, there will be road closures in effect on Cleveland Avenue between Main Street and Victoria Avenue from August 21st to August 25th. For more information, visit squamish.arcturixacademy.com or on Instagram, @arcturixacademy.